It's 7:16 a.m. Philippine Standard Time. This is Omar WJ Show. Omar WJ speaking. It's 25 degrees, I think they said, but I don't feel, I'm not sweating, so I sweat when it's 23. I'm a regular thermometer. Excuse me for sharing. There's a chance of rain. Surprise, surprise. I was just looking at Reuters, and I'm very interested in the FTX trial with, what's his name? You'll hear his name in a minute.
And Stellantis. A key witness in the trial of FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried said in court on Wednesday she had been terrified the truth would come out about the cryptocurrency exchange's problems. Caroline Ellison testified that, in the end, its collapse in late 2022 brought her an overwhelming feeling of relief. Ellison is the former chief executive of Bankman-Fried's crypto hedge fund, Alameda Research. She was also his confidant and sometime romantic partner. On Wednesday, she said that Bankman-Fried directed her to falsify Alameda's balance sheets. The aim was to keep lenders at bay as cryptocurrency markets hit a downturn in 2022. Tearing up as she described the final days before FTX declared bankruptcy, Ellison said she felt indescribably bad about the harm caused to FTX customers and employees. But, she added, its collapse lifted the dread hanging over her, saying, quote, "I felt a sense of relief that I didn't have to lie anymore." She told the court her former boss described himself as a utilitarian and said he didn't think rules like don't lie or don't steal fit into that framework. Prosecutors accused Bankman-Fried of plundering billions in FTX customer funds to prop up Alameda, buy real estate, and donate more than $100 million to U.S. political campaigns. He has pleaded not guilty to 7 counts of fraud and conspiracy. Ellison, meanwhile, has pleaded guilty to fraud charges and agreed to cooperate with the prosecution. On Wednesday, Ellison also testified that Bankman-Fried had suggested boosting FTX's market share by getting regulators to crack down on rival crypto exchange Binance. She said watchdogs had promised Bankman-Fried that a Binance crackdown was coming, but did not elaborate. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission sued Binance and its founder in June 2023, alleging that they commingled and diverted customer funds. Binance and its founder have denied those allegations.
Okay, there's this other thing.
Possible headwinds on the path to be confirmed as speaker.
Okay, sorry about that. Excuse me, pardon me.
Possible headwinds on the path to be confirmed as speaker.
With an eye on 2024, President Joe Biden took new steps to crack down on junk fees. Hidden costs added to purchases like airline and concert tickets, hotels, and car rentals.
These junk fees can add up hundreds of dollars, weighing down family budgets, making it harder to pay family bills.
On Wednesday, Biden proposed a rule that would require businesses to disclose mandatory fees up front. Fees the Federal Trade Commission estimates cost consumers tens of billions of dollars annually.
If this proposed rule is finalized as proposed, the FTC would have the power to impose financial penalties on companies that don't disclose their full upfront price and secure refunds for customers who have been defrauded by companies charging hidden fees.
The plan also includes instructions to banks not to impose excessive charges for basic information such as account balances. The battle against junk fees is part of Biden's effort to ease strains on voter pocketbooks as an election year approaches, and as Republicans hammer him on inflation and the state of the economy. Taking on junk fees gives Biden fodder to show his administration is helping people tackle a high cost of living in the U.S. The Biden administration has previously proposed a rule to require airlines to disclose fees up front.
I cannot sit here and study medicine while I know that my friends are fighting and my family needs protection. This is my time. It's my duty.
Israel has called up 360,000 army reservists in the wake of Saturday's assault by hundreds of Hamas gunmen.
Save my country, help my people, and give my part.
The idea is that in case of emergency, Rambam Hospital, which is on regular days have 1,100 beds.
I cannot just be a bystander in this.
That was Miss Greta Thunberg.
Closest friends over for a really chill party. It's about 200,000 of us over the next 4 days. Celebration of all things pop culture and comics. This is one of the best times.
Earlier this month, Disney said it will offer discounts for children for a limited time. Disney's ticket price hikes are effective immediately.
Scientists are worried about the rising temperatures in Chile this year. It's predicted to face a warmer summer than usual, according to officials, due to the El Niño weather phenomenon in the southern hemisphere.
Desde el año 2015 es donde se incrementa este aumento de la temperatura.
Okay, since 2015, the temperature's been going up. Let's see. Gonna record some Herbie Hancock. Seems like the weather is all about, the news is all about, Palestine. I just think that I've been reading really different things land for giving the Palestinians land, giving them their own land back won't change anything. What's his name? Moshe Dayan told the Palestinians after the Six-Day War in 1967, either leave or you can live like dogs. Moshe Dayan was a general, famous for the eye patch. Want to play some more Herbie Hancock. Let's see. Let's see, what else is there? I haven't heard. I can't think of any news right offhand. I listen to it a lot, more than I should.
Thank you.
Just got some mail from somebody and I want to look at that. Excuse me. Sorry for ignoring my duty to the listeners. This is Omar WJ show. Primary mission is to entertain. Secondary is to instruct. Let's see. I think this is the last joke I heard. A horse walks into a bar. The bartender says, "Hey." And the horse says, "You read my mind." Hay is what horses eat.